Joining us in studio, Star Valley football coach McKay Young, today live on Sports Friday. Coach Young, good morning. How are you today?
Good. Good to be here with you guys.
Well, we appreciate you taking a couple minutes out of your day. We know you have places you'd rather be, but we're grateful that you come in to talk to us a little bit about football, which is one of our favorite things to do. Coach, let's talk about obviously the big game tonight with Star Valley traveling over to Sugar Salem to take on the Diggers. And so often in my career, it's you see schools trying to create a winning culture, and this is a clash of two programs that have successfully done that. Talk about this matchup.
You know, I think back to when we added Sugar Salem to the schedule in 2018, and that was before they'd won any state championships. You could definitely tell they were trending in that direction. And, you know, they handed it to us pretty good there on their field. If you remember, that was the night of the collarbone. Dean Shaw and Wyatt Moore getting hurt on successive offensive plays. And then, you know, I think we were down 30-something to nothing at half. And then kind of gathered ourselves in the second half. I don't even think we had a quarterback with any quarters left. R.J. Kazair had to sneak in at quarterback with no practice to get us through the first half. And then the Brant Nelson era began there in the second half with his two quarters he had remaining. And then from there, you know, they went on to win a championship that year. We went on to win a championship that year. The next year, we beat them here in Star Valley, and both of us went on to win championships. And so the story is unfolded. But as many have pointed out, they have definitely gotten us way more than we've gotten them. We've just gotten them that one time in 2019, and they've gotten us five times. So it's always a good measuring stick. It's always a great game for us to measure where we're at in the season and what things we need to fix and what things we need to address. And for that reason, this is one that we always really look forward to, because we know we're going to play a quality opponent that's going to teach us about ourselves.
And that's the whole point of this game every year, right? The quality opponent before you get into conference play. But I do get the feeling, because of how it's gone, it's a big one for you guys to want to win, right? It's not just a quality opponent that's going to help us prepare for the conference schedule. I mean, this is one you guys want to get tonight.
No, I think if you talk to our seniors, this is the one that they want more than any other. And obviously, you know, you want to remind them, you know, the ultimate goal, we want to win a state championship. We want to, you know, obviously Cody homecoming a month away from now is a big one. Jackson at Jackson is going to be a big one. But I'm telling you, the one that got him out of bed early in the morning to come lift weights all spring and got him here in the evenings lifting weights is the Sugar Salem Diggers. This is one that they want to play their best.
And I think that's it's kind of set up. I can see where that is maybe fester is too strong a word. But you go back to last year's game, and the Braves had some good moments and some bad moments. And Sugar Salem has been, over these last four wins that they've collected, they've been one of those teams that they feast on your mistakes, and they don't make very many, if any. And last year's game is a prime example that had a couple of picks, and they scored, and they kind of crush your will with going for it on fourth down and fourth and short and keeping those long drives going. That being said, I think that has probably fed into this year's game, because you have a lot of players coming back that were part of that game, that were big parts of that game, that are playing so confident. And the first one that comes to mind, obviously, is Smith McClure. And I think about what this game might be going through Smith's head in terms of his confidence level from last year, where he was still basically splitting time with Tristan Hilton and Cooper Lancaster while you guys were sorting that out. And now he's the guy. Maybe speak to that a little bit.
I mean, and just to speak to Sugar Salem, they do what championship teams do. They run the ball, they stop the run, they don't turn the ball over, and they force turnovers. Like, that is the championship formula at every level. So that's why they're so hard to beat. But the big reason I think that we're confident as a staff, we're confident as a team, and I think the community's got to be pretty excited about this one is for sure the guy that we have under center right now. You mentioned Smith McClure. He is a problem for teams. Mobile quarterbacks are a problem for teams, and he's throwing the football really well. We feel like we've got as good a receiver core as we can remember having. And then you add that our fastest guy is the one that's back there throwing it. And Sugar Salem loves playing man-to-man defense. That's what they hang their hat on. They spend enough time in the weight room and on the track that they just feel like their guys are better. But one thing that a man-to-man defense, a challenge it presents, is if you've got a mobile quarterback and all your guys are in coverage man-to-man. So that's an opportunity for Smith tonight. And again, I have all the confidence in the world that he's going to play lights out.
You mentioned the talent at the receiver position. You're really deep again at running back. You got speed and size behind Smith. But it's evident, Coach, when you watch Star Valley play these last two games, you guys have owned the line of scrimmage, both sides of the football. It hasn't even been close. Talk about your Hogs up front, because they've had a hot start to the season.
No, and you know, this I would say is as much as we've ever invested. You know, we've added a 0 hour weights sports and leadership class that the kids got into in the spring and they're still in right now. And they're investing at a level that we haven't invested before. And that's what you bring up, you know, when you're chasing a three-peat, the thing you have to fight is complacency. And these guys, and credit to Sugar Salem as being part of the formula to get the kids motivated and get them excited to put in even more work than ever has been put in, just because they want to win games like this. And, you know, and that work in the weight room really does come back to the trenches, as you brought up. Lot of new faces. You know, we graduated Jesse, Clay, Kale off of that team last year, and so now to have, you know, Garrett and Cooper back, but then to have some new faces fill in around them, I really am proud of the work they've done, and Coach Kazare and Coach Thompson do an awesome job with those guys.
And your staff has obviously been fantastic. Lose a titan, honestly, with Coach Patterson, but I know his.
We haven't lost him.
Oh, okay,
you know, just yesterday.
You know where he is?
Well, just yesterday, because the new practice field isn't done yet. We were homeless because the JV game started at 5. So we went over to the middle school, which was good for us because we got to practice on grass. So on one end is you know, the varsity getting ready for the game. And on the other end, there's Coach Patterson running A drill and getting the eighth grade offense all dialed in. So we miss him for sure, but we sure appreciate that he's still helping those young pups down at Star Valley Middle School.
Well, another coach I wanted to talk about was Coach Merritt, Coach Kelly Merritt, your defensive coordinator. I'm not sure if he gets any type of, maybe he puts on a sticker on his car for every turnover that his program gets. But the first two games, 9 interceptions. That's got to be a remarkable feeling for you guys defensively.
Oh, for sure. And you say stickers on his cars. I know he does put stickers on the boys' helmets. They're actually a unique Punisher sticker based off the Punisher logo. So that's Coach Merritt's little carrot that he's given them this year. We don't have the... You know,
I love the
UFC belt that they do, but he does have his Punisher.
I love that Kelly is secretly a nerd like me. I love that.
No, he and I both, for sure.
That's fantastic. Coach McKay Young in studio this morning on First Bank of Wyoming Sports Friday. So, Coach, you have Sugar tonight, of course. That's a big one you're all looking forward to. You mentioned how you like this game because it helps you know what you need to work on heading into the season. What do you want to see from your team tonight specifically? What have you guys been focusing on to try and get ready for Sugar Salem and be ready for this game?
The big thing, Duke, is we got to play clean, and that has eluded us in this game. You go to last year, they were awesome. I felt like we were awesome last year, and we just let that game get away from us with mistakes. So for me, win or lose tonight is not a huge concern of mine. It's just I want to play our best against a team that always brings their best against us and always plays really well. It is absolutely an iron sharpens iron relationship that we have with them. It's a healthy rivalry. We always, you know, we talk to their coaches before, and they always say this is one of the games that they look forward to the most, just because it's kind of a playoff type atmosphere, at least for our program, as far as we prep as hard for this one as we do for a playoff game. And it's just fun to measure up against a team that you know is coached well and they have great athletes, and it's a cool community that supports them. So
I just want to also point out you start off with 2 home games, and then you got 4 roadies coming up in a row, and then the Cody homecoming game. It's hard to not see that kind of down there at the end of the tunnel. But these 4 road games, I know you've in the past kind of spoken to the idea that you know, a team can kind of come together and have these road trips and be a little more unified in terms of what their goals are for the weekend. But maybe speak to that if you guys, because you got this one, then you got a game against Teton where we've never been against a coach you've seen before. And then obviously the Jackson rivalry game right after that, and then the trip to Powell. So maybe talk to this, this four game road swing.
Yeah. I mean, it's, there's no coming up for air right here. Like you say, Sugar, who we've talked about at great length already. Teton, who is a new rivalry, but an old rivalry at the same time, like you said, with Coach Joyce. And then Jackson needs no introduction. And then Powell, who in the last decade, I think we've played them for more championships than anybody else, and the rivalry there, and particularly the history of us at that field. And then finally coming home for homecoming against, you know, the Cody Bronx, who also need no introduction. Rob Erickson would not like me to say this because he loves home playoff games, but we love going on the road. We love the bus. We love the hotel. We love everything that is about just getting away and being together as a team family on the road. So it's not something that we're absolutely looking forward to this next month and the time it'll give us as a team.
Well, if it's all the same to you, Coach, we'd like a home football playoff game as well.
Sounds good. We'll try to do our part to make you guys, Rob, and the whole community happy.
I mean, if you wouldn't mind, if it's okay. That's Coach McKay Young in studio this morning. Coach, one final question. Looking around the state of Wyoming, specifically the 3A West, and even on the eastern side of the state, you look at the competition that's out there. It's early on in the season, so it's hard to take what from the games that you've seen already, but any surprises to you so far in the season on what's taking place this year across 3A football in Wyoming?
No surprise that Cody is who we thought they were and who we all know they are. Cody is, once again, a phenomenal team. I think the one that a lot of people would point to is Riverton beating Powell last week. I know a lot of people – Powell's been young the last 2 years, so I think a lot of us thought Powell was in a prime position to make a run and be a scary team. And I still think they will be, quite honestly. Seeing them on film, I think they have the pieces. But, you know, Coach Lenhart at Riverton is a good friend of mine, and he and I talk really in the season weekly. And I felt like in his conversations, like he thought that they were maybe a year or two away, and that doesn't seem to be the case right now. I would have to say they're the front runner in the 3A East. But all that becomes more clear over the next week or two as we continue to play each other. But Riverton definitely has to have everybody's attention right now.
It's Coach McKay Young, Star Valley Football. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight.